The True False Film Festival takes place this week, and KBIA has been talking with some of the filmmakers involved with this year's festival selections in a series, True False Conversations. I'm Bram Sable-Smith. Life According to Ohad follows its eponymous character as he tries to rebond with his family. Ohad is an animal rights activist who, throughout the documentary, sneaks into slaughterhouses, chains himself to chicken crates, and performs unsettling public demonstrations with his teams of activists. There's a disconnect between Ohad and his family, though, and while both sides realize the ties of family are deeply important and worth fighting for, so is trying to see life the way others do. KBIA's Christopher Husted talked with director and vegan activist Ari Daniel Ehrlich about his choice to make a film about his friend Ohad.
I called the film Life According to Ohad. The person will see the movie through the eyes of Ohad. Only Ohad. And this is what is important to me, to take the person and to put it in the Ohad head and to how he see the whole world.
Ohad is a very interesting character. Do you think the audience ultimately will embrace him, or do you think they'll fight him? Or like, how do you think the response is going to be to him as a character?
Well, this was the questions that I was supposed to deal with, because in a regular movie, you need to be empathized with the hero. You need to connect with him to feel the movie. So it was very hard to do it, but eventually when we see situations that maybe we can deal with that, the family situations and maybe other groups that are individuals and they don't know how to communicate with the world and they don't know how to embrace people to their ideas. People said, well, you do a film for vegans or for vegetarians, and nobody else will understand it. But other people say, no, there is a very dramatic scene with the family, and there is a very dramatic scene that we never hear. It's the first time the animal rights activity is like shown, and their hard time to connect with normal people or maybe to the regular people who eat meat.
Ultimately, what do you hope the audience takes away from the film?
This film is not about convincing people to become a vegetarian or vegans or to change their belief. It's like open their mind to a new aspect that maybe they didn't think about it. To make them feel like what happened in places that they didn't know there existed, maybe. To know how the activist life is like with their families. What I wanted to do is to tell the story. If the story get to the audience, it's like they will connect with them emotionally and with the feelings and the messages that are in the film.
That was Ari Daniel Ehrlich talking about his film, Life According to Ohad, with KBIA's Christopher Husted. I'm Bram Sable-Smith. Check out the full interviews, photos, and videos from KBIA's True False Conversation series at kbia.org.